Yeah. jaya jaya Sri Chaitanya jaya Nityananda
jaya jaya Sri Chaitanya jaya Nityananda
jaya Advaita Chandra jaya Gaura Bhaktavrinda
jaya Advaita Chandra jaya Gaura Bhaktavrinda
jaya jaya Sri Chaitanya jaya Nityananda
jaya jaya Sri Chaitanya jaya Nityananda
Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavrinda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavrinda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavrinda
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 23, Life's Ultimate Goal. These are the continuing instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami. Yes. To Sanatana Goswami. Okay, so, and where is this taking place? Where is it touching? In Puri? No. No one knows? Where is this going on? You've been reading this section for months and months and months, right? Prayag? No. You're getting closer. No? That other place. What is that other place? The place that Vaishnavas never go. Varanasi. Okay. Why don't Vaishnavas generally go there? Yes, it's infested with Mayavadis. So it's interesting that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching Sanatana Goswami in the hotbed of Advaitavadin, Mayavadin. It's a Mayavadi stronghold, you could say. So Lord Chaitanya has gone there only to teach Sanatana Goswami. It's on, but it's on, and we are on. Something else may not be on. All right, let's chant this Bengali verse, Bangla Payar Shloka. Ruta adhi ruta bhava kevala madhure
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 Mahishi ganera ruta adhi ruta gopa nikhare
Mahishi ganera ruta adhi ruta gopa nikhare
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was very old when he compiled, when he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. And I think he was in too much ecstasy to care very much about what's called scansion. Sometimes the rhythm of his verses doesn't quite fit the cookie cutter, the pattern. And so the second line has got a few extra syllables. That's all right. Mahishi ganer rudha adhi rudha gopika nikare
Mahishi ganer rudha adhi rudha gopika nikare
I don't know how to fix it, but... Maharaj, do you want to try? Rudha,
Rudha,
advance, Adhi Rudha,
Adhi Rudha,
highly advanced,
highly advanced,
Bhava,
Bhava,
ecstasy,
ecstasy,
Kevala,
Kevala,
only,
only,
Madhure,
Madhure,
in the transcendental mellow of conjugal love,
in the transcendental mellow of conjugal love,
Mahishi Ganera,
Mahishi Ganera,
of the queens of Varga,
of the queens of Varga,
Rudha,
Rudha,
advanced,
advanced,
Adi Rudha,
Adi Rudha,
Gopika Nikare,
Gopika Nikare,
among the gopis,
among the gopis.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Only in the conjugal mellow are there two ecstatic symptoms called Rudha, advanced, and Adi Rudha, highly advanced. The advanced ecstasies are found among the queens of Varga, and the highly advanced ecstasies are found among the gopis. Let's repeat. Only in the conjugal mellow,
only in the conjugal mellow,
are there two ecstatic symptoms.
Are there two ecstatic symptoms?
Called Rudha,
called Rudha,
advanced,
advanced,
and Adi Rudha,
Adi Rudha,
highly advanced. The advanced ecstasies,
the advanced ecstasies,
are found among the queens of Varga, and the highly advanced ecstasies,
and the highly advanced ecstasies,
are found among the gopis.
Purport.
The Adi Rudha ecstasies are explained in the Ujjvala Nilamani Stai Bhava Prakarana 170. Rudoktebhyo nubhavebhya kam apyapta vishishtata yatranubhava drishyante so dirudho nigatate. The very sweet attraction of conjugal love increases through affection, counter love, love, attachment, sub-attachment, ecstasy, and highly advanced ecstasy, Mahabhava. The platform of Mahabhava includes Rudha and Adi Rudha. These platforms are possible only in conjugal love. Advanced ecstasy is found in Dvaraka, whereas highly advanced ecstasy is found among the gopis. Yes. And so ends Srila Prabhupada's purport. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Shadharine Vanchakalpaturuyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Hare Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasani Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
There's an English saying, fools rush in where angels fear to tread. You know that saying? So, you're all looking right now at a fool who's going to rush in to an exalted subject where angels fear to tread. It's interesting, I think, that we have this rather detailed description in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sometimes Krishna Das Kaviraj will say that those who are not authorized to understand what I am writing, they will not understand. And I am very happy about that. So we may feel like that we are in the group of those who do not understand. But I understand in general what we're getting here is a kind of roadmap. Of course, one thing that Krishna Das Kaviraj is doing throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita, and especially in these chapters, he's giving a summary of the teachings of the six Goswamis. And this is why I thought it's nice to read the song, which is mainly praising the six Goswamis and saying that we take shelter of them. So, especially in this section, we're hearing truths which are described by Srila Rupa Goswami. And of course, we understand that all of this are indeed the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the Goswamis. And you may wonder, well, how is this? We're getting some details which Krishna Das quotes from Ujjvala Nilamani, which was written by Rupa Goswami, but this is the whole chapter, the whole section is teachings to Sanatan Goswami. So what's going on here? Well, we don't have to worry about that. Rupa, Sanatana, they were brothers, for one thing. They were together in Vrindavan for so many years. They were discussing all these things over the years that they had heard from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no doubt. It was only a matter of 10 days that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Rupa Goswami in Prayag, and then it was around 2 months that Sanatana Goswami heard from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then over the next decades, the Goswamis, including Rupa and Sanatana, in Vrindavan, are no doubt discussing amongst each other what they have heard from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then they are elaborating on what they have heard. As they're discussing, they are churning the understanding that they've received, and they are sharing with each other in such a way that they are deepening their own understanding. But of course, Rupa Goswami is celebrated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita when he is in Puri with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as having understood what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was all about, who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was. He could understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. He is in the mood of Srimati Radharani, and therefore he exhibits all that these amazing, what Prabhupada calls symptoms. The word symptom usually is in English something you connect with a disease. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seemed to be often in a kind of diseased condition, and yet that disease, so-called disease, were in fact his very exalted ecstasies of feelings particular of separation from Krishna. So they understood all of this, and this they're elaborating, and then Krishnadas is summarizing, and he's making it accessible to those who are not Sanskrit readers. He is writing in which language? Bengali. So he's writing for the Bengali readers. Many of his audience will also not be Bengali readers. They will be Bengali listeners. And there will be the local pundits will do the reading aloud, and then they may also give explanation, because much of the Bengali is highly Sanskritic Bengali, and it's very possible that they would not entirely understand even the Bengali. So this summary is being given to us as a kind of, I would say, as a kind of map. We are taken, of course, through the progression of the process of devotional service. In particular, in this chapter, we get, again, from Rupa Goswami, the step-by-step procedure, adho shraddha, tata sadhu sangota, tato vajana kriya, tato anartha nivritisya, tato nishta ruchistata, tata sakti tato bhava, tata prema idanchati, sadakamam ayam prema pradurbhave bhavetkrama. By a process, a step-by-step process, a simple step-by-step process, can take us all the way from the beginnings of having little faith to the exalted level of prema, of pure love. And one thing that a map does is, aside from showing us the way, it shows that there is a way. It is possible to get from where one is to where one wants to get. There is also a place that one can get to. There is a destination. So it's not just some mystical vagary in which one says, oh, it's all ineffable. You know this word, ineffable? You can't describe it with words. No, you can describe it very well with words. Krishnadas, the six Goswamis, they're giving us the roadmap where they're going. I want to back up a little bit because, well, for one thing, I speculated and I thought we'd be discussing verse 56 today. But also because it's what we're getting today is a kind of specific detail in relation to what was spoken the previous two verses. Verse 55 says, Sakya Vatsalya Rati Paya Anuraga Sima Subala Dyer Bhava Parjanto Premera Mahima. After the mellow of servitorship, there are the mellows of friendship and parental love, which increase to subordinate spontaneous love. The greatness of the love found in friends, like Subal, extends to the standard of ecstatic love of Godhead. So we're in the area now of the discussion of prema. There's been discussion of practice of devotion, then comes the discussion of ecstasy, bhava, and now we're getting into prema, and with prema, we're talking about rasa, because with rasa, we're talking about relationship. Next verse. Shantari rasera yoga vijoga duiveda sakya vatsalye yoga dira aneka viveda. There are two divisions of each of the five mellows. Yoga, connection, and viyoga, separation. Among the mellows of friendship and parental affection, there are many divisions of connection and separation. So, it's explained then in the purport that yoga and vi-yoga are there for all of the relationships, all of the primary rasas, beginning with shanta ras and so on. But we might just for fun think for a moment of some episodes of meeting and separation in relation to friendship in Vrindavan. Yes, Hanasi. They're with him during the day, the coward boys with Krishna during the day. They're not with him at night, okay? And similar to that situation, but others, other relations, yes. No. Yes, oh. Yes, yes.
I think that when Krishna went to...
Okay, I think more than once that takes place. Yeah, yes, Krishna leaves the coward boys for a short time, and then goes off to find the cows or whatever. Yes, others.
When Krishna went to Mathura.
When Krishna went to Mathura. Okay, well that. That affects all the residents of Vrindavan, isn't it? That's a major, major departure of Krishna. Separate. Yes, Tulsi.
When Krishna goes out from the village to get the cows, there's also the separation from the caravans and from the elder gopas and gopis.
Okay, yes. So we're all getting something about separation. We seem to relate very well with separation.
Actually, when Krishna, when they come back in the evening, Mother Yashoda takes Krishna in the house, and some boys, they can just, you know, handle it, and they just lie down and they wait until the next morning. They just sleep there.
Oh, okay. So there are certain coward boys who are together with Krishna at night, you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like that. And, yes.
When Krishna went to Mathura and then on to Dwarka, which of the way back to console the residents of Vrindavan?
Uddhava went back to console the residents of Vrindavan, and therefore you're saying that's a kind of meeting? Okay. Yeah, they're meeting Uddhava, they're not meeting Krishna, but then again.
And then he brings Krishna.
He kind of brings Krishna with him. In a certain sort of way. Yeah?
No, later that Uddhava goes back and tells Krishna what happens and
then. Oh, okay, yes. That's not in the Bhagavatam explicitly, right? But yes, these are the esoteric pastimes. Okay, so the point is that outside of Madhurya Rasa, then there is also meeting and parting, separation and meeting. There are these two opposites, we could say. And before we go into the territory, where angels fear to tread, let's think a little about relationships in this world. Because we understand relationships that we hear about in the spiritual world somehow in connection with what we experience in this world, right? We know what, we have some idea, we have an inkling of what spiritual friendship must be. Why? Because we have experience of friendship here, we have friends, and so on. We have parents, and so we know something about Vatsalya. We know something also about Shantarasa. What do we know about Shantarasa? How could we compare, how could we relate that to our ordinary experience?
Shanta means come from Shanti, seems peaceful?
Yes, it's the first of the five spiritual rasas, but It is sometimes considered in between. It's spiritual, but it's the beginning of spiritual. So what can we say about that? Yes, Kanchana.
Well, perverted example definitely is like when people go to movies or stuff like that. There's this adoration of people who they don't know. But there's some people they don't know that are meeting them.
Okay, that's an interesting example. Yes, yes.
And the nature, like when you go for a walk or you sit and take breakfast, you want to look at the cows and the trees.
Right, yes, we can sit under the cherry tree over here and enjoy the nature around us. Yes, so that's a kind of shanta rasa. So these rasas are not completely foreign to us. Now there is madhurya rasa, and that's something we also know something about in this world. But here we tend to make a huge mistake. That we relate the spiritual madhurya rasa to the material so-called madhurya rasa, but in a way which brings down the spiritual to the material platform. Well, perhaps we do that with all of the rasas. Our intention, of course, is to go upward, to understand something of spiritual rasa, and to be in relationship, in prema, ultimately in relation with Krishna. So I wanted to share with you some explanation which Shivaram Maharaj has given of this subject of meeting and separation in unwedded love. Again, it's here in Chaitanya Charitamrita that the meeting and the separation are there in all of the different relationships. But it's in unwedded love in which it is most intense. And why is it most intense? Well, one reason is because it's illegal. That which is forbidden is most interesting. Lawful love is nice, but it's lawful. And as a result, it can become quotidian. You know the word quotidian? You say in German, Tag ein, Tag aus, immer dasselbe. Day in, day out, always the same. It can become routine. And as a result, it will not tend to not have the sweetness that the illegal, the unwedded love has, the excitement that unwedded love has. The verse, yat avadi manachetta krishna padaravinde navanavarasa damadutya taruntamasit tat avadi patanari sangame smaryamane bhavaditukha vikara sushtu nishtivanam cha. The devotee says, ever since I have been engaged in hearing about the navanavarasa, the ever new rasa of Krishna, I have completely lost taste for the so-called rasa of this world. So it's navanava rasa. That in particular is the unwedded love, the condition of unwedded love. So Shivaram Maharaj gives a quite extensive discussion about separation and meeting, and the main point that he's making is that separation, vipralamba, is essential for there to be meeting, sambhoga. In order for there to be meeting, there must be separation. And if you think about it sort of just theoretically, if there would be no, if there would be only meeting, then you couldn't call it meeting anymore. Because it would be something like union, it would be oneness, there would be no difference. And one of the things that makes relationship, what it is difference. And that's also what makes relationships difficult. Have you noticed? Sometimes relationships can be very nice, and sometimes they can be difficult. And why are they difficult? And why are they nice? Because of difference. So the difference, in a sense, is heightened in separation. Okay, here he is quoting from, I believe it's Uchala Nilamani, which is quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. When the lover and the beloved meet, they are called yukta, connected. Previous to their meeting, they are called ayukta, not connected. Whether connected or not connected, the ecstatic emotion arising due to not being able to embrace and kiss each other as desired is called vipralamba. This vipralamba helps nourish emotions at the time of meeting. So this is a kind of definition that's given of vipralamba. And then it goes on, there's a definition of sambhoga. Meeting each other and embracing each other are aimed at bringing about the happiness of the lover and the beloved. When this stage becomes increasingly jubilant, the resultant ecstatic emotion is called sambhoga. And later, he quotes from Srila Prabhupada, vipralamba serves as a nourishing element for future meetings. So nourishment, the feeding of the pleasure of meeting comes through separation. Well, it turns out, as we know, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is above all teaching that we devotees also on the level of practice cultivate the mood of separation. And one example of this mood is the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Hey Rad, hey Rajat Devike Chalalite, hey Nanda Shuno Bhuta, Go Santaviti Sarvato Rajapure Kedir Mahavivalo, Vande Rupa Sanatano Raghu Yugo, Shri Jiva Gopalago. I worship the six Goswamis who were searching for Radha and Krishna throughout Vrindavan. They were not saying, I have found Krishna, I have seen Krishna. They were saying, I have not seen Krishna, I am looking for Krishna. And so that mood is something which can be cultivated and is cultivated as we practice devotional service. One of the verses he quotes here is saying, actually, separation is so much better than meeting. Why? Because when you meet Krishna, then Krishna is only in one place. But when you're separate from Krishna, then Krishna's everywhere. You're always thinking of Krishna, thinking of his name, form, qualities, pastimes, the instructions, and so on. And so in separation, there's more Krishna than when you're with Krishna. Now, another thing that he includes within this discussion, a detailed list of the four types of separation. This is all according to Uchala Nilamani. And the four types of sambhoga. So I thought it would be interesting to get some idea of this. The four types of separation of vipralamba are purvaraga, the feeling of separation, which is caused by the couple falling in love, although they have never met. So purva, they're only hearing about each other. Who is the example of this? Outside of Vrindavan, the female associate of Krishna, Rukmini, yes. She hears about Krishna. She falls head over heels in love with Krishna and says, "He's my man. I'm going for him." There are particular examples of this. One is called Sakshat Darshana, direct vision of the Beloved. One is called Chitraparte Darshana, seeing a painting of the Beloved. One is called Swapne Darshana, seeing a vision of the Beloved in a dream. Or Bhata Mukhe Shravana, hearing about the Beloved from professional reciters. We're generally told not to hear from professional reciters, but looks like there are exceptions. Duti Mukhe Shravana, hearing about the Beloved from a messenger. Sakhi Mukhe Shravana, hearing from the Sakhis. Gita Hoite Shravana, this was obviously taken from some Bengali translation. Hearing a song about the Beloved, or Vamshi Vani Shravana, what would that be? Yes, hearing the flute. Then there's mana, feelings of separation distinguished by the lover's pouting. You know what pouting is? To pout is to be angry and silent at the same time. This is the formula for women who are angry at their partner, how to control their husband or lover is angry silence. Ooh, painful. So there are also several examples of that. Prema vaichitya, this is especially interesting. Feelings of separation while in the presence of the Beloved. So you're right there. Let's not put it that way. Let's say Srimati Radharani is right there with Krishna, and she's feeling that Krishna is not there. What's going on? There are different types of that, all of which are described as forms of grieving. Grieving to the Beloved, grieving to oneself, grieving to a girlfriend, grieving to a messenger, grieving to the flute, grieving to the Creator, grieving to Cupid, or grieving to one's superiors. The word akshepa is the word for grieving. And then there's pravasa, feelings of separation when distanced from the Beloved. And then this gives the various situations of what is called viraha, bhavi viraha, anticipation of impending separation. So, no separation yet, but we're anticipating it. That is a kind of pravasa. Mathura gamana, dvaraka gamana, kaliya naga damanartha jale pravesha. So, when kaliya, when the Lord has entered into the Jamuna to chastise the Kaliya snake, how do the residents of Vrindavan feel? That is called pravasa. And so on. There are others here. Then there are types of meeting, sambhoga. First there's sankshipta sambhoga, or purvaraga anantara sambhoga, which is a brief meeting that follows purva-raga. And these can be enjoyed by meeting as children, meeting in the pasture lands, meeting in the time of milking the cows, meeting suddenly and unexpectedly, meeting by grasping the hand, meeting by tugging on the clothes, meeting by blocking the path, meeting by enjoyment of sensual caressing. So it gets more and more intense. So that was brief meeting, and then there's Sankirna Sambhoga or Mana Anantara Sambhoga, a meeting following an exchange that was intruded upon by Mana. And the third is Sampana Sambhoga, a mature type of meeting that follows the separation caused by a short journey, Pravasa. And then there's ways that is experienced. For example, holy milaya milana. These are forms of milana. So holy, what is holy? It's actually sampanna sambhoga. So in this way, so many technical descriptions are there. And the fourth of these is called samvrittimana sambhoga or sudur prabhasa anantara sambhoga, a fully enriched type of meaning that follows a very long journey and is enjoyed in various ways, which are listed here. One of which is the meeting at Kurukshetra. It's been a long time, they haven't met, and finally the residents of Vrindavan are able to meet Krishna in Kurukshetra. So that is Kurukshetra Milana, meeting at Kurukshetra. So there's Sambhoga, there's Vipralanga or Virala. And they go together. And this is all prema, and this is in particular the kind of prema that's experienced, that's described in the Bhagavatam, in Brahmara Gita. The Brahmara Gita is a certain gopi, who is unnamed, who is speaking to a bee. Actually, Uddhava is also there, and just as the gopis are going to speak or going to ask questions to Uddhava, this bee appears and distracts one gopi, whom the acharyas identify as Srimati Radharani. And as she's speaking to that bee, she is speaking in various forms of japa, chitra japa. And with 10 different types of chitra japa, she's expressing what's called divya unmada, transcendental madness. And so in the Bhagavatam, we're getting a kind of window into what is that super ecstatic emotion of the gopis, and that super ecstatic emotion is in separation. And so it's Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who again is teaching us to cultivate that mood even in the practice of devotional service. I told some devotees couple of weeks ago, one scientific experiment that was done, which you may find interesting in relation to the practice of devotional service. Because we may sometimes feel, oh yes, all of this, it's too much exalted, it's too far away, and what am I? I am just a beginner. Yes, that's a good way to feel. At the same time, it's good to feel that, it's good to recognize that we are on the path. So a scientific experiment was made in which at a certain car wash in America, they handed out to the customers who got their car wash a card. It was a kind of loyalty card, which had a place for 8 stamps. And they said, if you come back 8 times and to get your car washed, you will get a stamp. And when you filled up the card, you'll get a free car wash. So they counted the number of people that they had given these cards to, and they gave a second set of cards to a second set of people. This card had 10 places for stamps. 8 of the places for stamps were blank, and 2 of them they put a stamp on. So, what's the difference between the card with 8 blanks and the card with 10 blanks, 2 of which have been stamped? In terms of value, there's no difference, right? What they found was a much higher percentage of those who got the cards with the 10 spots and 2 of them already stamped came back and kept coming back and finally redeemed their card and got a free car wash. As opposed to though practically nobody who had the empty card with the 8 spots, practically none of them followed through with the process. So the moral of the story is we've already started. We've found the right place. We've found the right teacher. We found the right shastra. We found the right mantra to chant. We found the right Supreme Personality of Godhead. We found the right association. Everything's right. We've got 6 stamps. So we just have to keep going. So this is a map, and we are following the map, and we are anticipating where we're going with the map, following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki. Questions or comments? Maharaj, anything?
I'd like to make the last point that sometimes seems very exotic, not just sometimes, most of the times, far reaching. And we find ourselves at a different spot. That can also sometimes make us a little depressed. There's so much to go, and we have for so long in a particular position. So, how much of these things that you describe are actually something achievable, or something that we should achieve?
Indeed, how much? One point about this map is that we are reading about the exalted Vaishnavas who experience these rasas and so on. And the process of bhakti in the practice of bhakti is to, of course, hear and chant about Krishna and his devotees. And so that means on a certain level, we participate whenever we hear about the devotees of the Lord in their relations with the Lord. And in that attitude of appreciating their relation with the Lord, we have the opportunity to become satisfied and to let go of this sense of doubt or depression that when could I ever come to such a level? We can simply be happy that we are remembering those devotees who are on such levels. It's a little bit like I remember years ago a devotee making the point in the temple in Mayapur. Sometimes it's very crowded. Sometimes, most of the time, so that at certain times it can be practically impossible to have darshan of Lord Nrisimhadev during his Mangalarti darshan, because it's quite narrow angle that you can see him. So this devotee made the point, you can see the devotees seeing the Lord. And that is a very nice thing, that you can see the devotees seeing the Lord. You may not see the Lord, but they're seeing the Lord. And because they're seeing the Lord, and you're seeing them see the Lord, you are benefited. So something like that, I think, is also relevant to our practice of hearing. we are hearing about the devotee, we are hearing about the Lord, and we're hearing about the devotees with the Lord. Yes.
In his Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained that there is no Shantarasa and no Dasya Rasa in Gaura Vrindava. I was wondering because I asked this question to his holiness, Devananda Swami, and he said, yes, there is, but it's just a taint or just influenced by the three preliminary process. So can you explain what it is? Because to me it seems.
I would just put it this way, and I think it's related to the answer that Yadananda Maharaj gave, that all of the rasas in Goloka Vrindavan participate in and support Madhurya Rasa.
Yes.
They're all there just to... I heard an enthusiastic yes over here. Everything is there just to make the Madhurya Rasa sweeter. So, what would Madhurya Rasa in Goloka Dham be without there also being flowers in Goloka Dham? So there have to be flowers, and if there are flowers, whatever you might want to call it, Shanta Rasa flowers or whatever it is. But those flowers are, you know, we're going to be flowers so that when Krishna and Radha come by, they will maybe pick us and smell us or whatever.
I just a little picture came into my mind when you were talking about that. The flowers are not stuck in the ground. So when
they're not stuck in the ground.
When Krishna comes by, they're there so he can stand on them, or that's one of the things that they're there for, so himself. And
yeah.
So as he walks past them, after he goes by, they jump up and run.
Running flowers. Okay, figure that out. We practice a religion in which there are running flowers in the spiritual world. Yes.
Maharaj, thank you for the class. Can you kindly explain how we can experience this feeling of separation in our service? I mean, sometimes we may have some experience of chanting, you know, when the Lord is merciful for us, but in the service, at least for me, looks like I'm more connected with him than when I'm not doing service. So,
how to feel that separation? Well, you may feel Krishna's presence in so many ways, and that's great, that's wonderful. You shouldn't think, oh, I shouldn't feel Krishna's presence, I should feel his absence. But in that feeling of Krishna's presence, are you feeling that he's totally and completely with you? No. So then maybe there's some absence there also. So being sensitive, actually, I see this... this verse in Bhagavad Gita about seeing... how does it go? Yo mat pasyati sarvatra sarvam cha mai pasyati tasya aham na pranashyami satcha me na pranashyati. Seeing, one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost to him, nor is he ever lost to me. That's a kind of seeing which is, for one thing, it can be related to Paramatma realization. But it's also a kind of seeing Krishna everywhere, not being, but it's also a sense of separation. Yes, Krishna's everywhere, but he's not there. And so we have this prayer from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Yugaitam Nimejena Chakshusha Pravishaitam Shunyaitam Jarat Sarvam Govinda Vinayana. Shunyaitam, the whole universe feels empty without you. So we may not feel that intensity of emptiness, but some sense of absence is there, which we are sensitizing ourselves to that sense of absence. If we are not feeling the absence of Krishna, that's an insensitivity of some sort. And what we're doing, the materialistic position is one of total desensitization, in which one thinks, I'm okay, you're okay, everything's fine, I have everything, and I am everything, etc. So our sense is no, there's something lacking. Even when everything is there, that, and that something is not a thing, it's a someone. Isn't it? Yeah. Yes.
I was wondering that in the beginning of the movement, Srila Prabhupada, everybody was out on the street and distributing books. Did that also help to create a sense of separation? Because obviously it's different when you're out there. I mean, sometimes it's like that. Everybody's a little bit like down and they didn't have to then go out and distribute books.
Yes, yes, good point. Yeah, very much a very visceral experience of separation from the devotees, from the temple, from the deities. And so every time you'd come back to the temple, it was very enlightening. Well, I shouldn't say it was, but for me it's kind of. Okay. What have we? What, Connor? What have you been doing? You want to show us?
It's my bad.
Wow. So creative.
I want to know what you're saying.
He's got a cartoon in the middle. He's got a devotee saying, "What is it, doctor?" and the doctor is answering, folding his hands, saying, "I'm sorry to say you have love of Godhead." Very good, thank you. Thank you all very much, Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah.